Acts chapter 5. I'm going to begin reading with the 12th verse today, and I intend to get on down in through the 17th verse, but we're going to just read from verse 12 through verse 16, and then we'll enjoy that study and continue if time allows. Acts chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 12. And by the hands the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest us no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. The believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about into Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank and praise you that we can just open your precious word, and I thank you that we have the complete Word of God. As we talked this morning in Sunday school there, that we don't need the signs and the wonders and things that went on in the early church, because we have your complete Word of God. Thank you, and just continue to guide and lead us through it each and every day that we open your precious word, and we have the opportunity to learn ourselves, and then we have the opportunity, and the reason that we are learning is that we may then share it as well. And so please continue to build us and strengthen us, that we may be good proclaimers, strong proclaimers of your precious word. Please guide and lead now, and those that are here that do not know you as their Savior, that they be saved today. Be saved today. And those that know you, let's just grow together, Father. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. These first words here that we have from verse 12 down through verse 16, is as they continue to give out the Word of God, and folks were being saved, and we find the location was Solomon's porch. And we have talked about Solomon's porch before. It's a building, an addition onto the temple that they could come and they would gather. And that's a place where not often, but from time to time, the apostles would come and people would gather there and they would teach the Word of God. And so as we look at these verses of Scripture here, we find that many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's temple. And so they came together. They were born-again believers. This is a very young church that has just been birthed. And as these true believers come, they would come and hear the Word of God and study the Word of God, and great fellowship that they had, and many signs and wonders. And these signs and wonders, we find, as we talked again this morning during Sunday school, are things that were used in the early church prior to the completion of the Word of God. When the Word of God was completed, they went away. Whether it was healing, a man having the power to heal, or whether it was a person to be able to speak an unknown language to someone to share the gospel, and we have that very present at Pentecost. But we had so many folks at Pentecost there in Jerusalem that did not understand the same language. And as we have fellowshipped about Pastor John Paul down in India, that they would be able to take the messages off the website and translate them to the dialect of the people, wherever they may be, with these 50 pastors, and teach them the Word of God. And what a help that it should be. And when you watch the news, and many times you have several things that are going on around the world, and you always have an interpreter that translates their language and then back to our language for us to understand. Well, at Pentecost, we had the beautiful message of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, went out to everyone, and they heard it in their own tongue. Now, that was the gift that was given. And in the early church, there were a few times that was used to present the gospel out to the world. But that's a gift that it was a known tongue, not the gibberish that you hear today, and not the not again a man be able to come and to touch. And it was even felt, if you read in the scripture here, there was so much power and strength of the Spirit through that time that they felt like that if the shadow of Peter passed them, they would be healed. Now, there's nothing in the Scripture telling us that that took place, nothing in the Scripture telling us it didn't take place. But what we do know is, according to the end of that, they were healed, every one. There wasn't one person that was denied the healing of God's power. But what takes place every time, and that is that man does not give the glory to God, man gives the glory to man. And so they begin then to praise Peter and the people, and they would come in multitudes to see these healings that these men, the power they had. Well, the apostles did not take the glory. They did not speak that this is my power. But it's just human nature that people would flock to the people that could do that. And it wasn't necessarily something that was contributed to God's power according to the people. So with all this in mind now, we have this group at Solomon's porch, and they are listening to the teaching of the Word of God. They've come for that purpose. They've come to teach and to be taught. And so here they come, just like we've come today. We've come to teach and to be taught, to hear the Word of God and to learn more about the Lord Jesus and more about God the Father. That's why we're here. We want to know more about Jesus. And so they would come the same. They would come to hear, and many times it wasn't that Solomon's porch wasn't the place as we come here on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and Tuesday afternoon. They gathered at this place, but most of the time they gathered in homes to hear the Word of God. It wasn't that this Solomon's porch became their church building. They would meet anywhere and everywhere, but many times it was in homes. But today, we're in Solomon's porch, hearing the Word of God. We find that some strange things are taking place, because look at verse 13. For the rest does no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. There was such miracles going on. And the great news of all the healings, and how many was healed? All of them. Everyone. There was not one person that come that was not healed by the power of God. Not by Peter, not by one of the other apostles, but by the power of God. As today, healing can go on today. A person can be healed in a second if God chooses to. He can use the doctors, or he can use just a miracle to do it. But it's not through a man. And so, but in the early church, before the scripture was finished, this was done. This was very common, with all the signs and the wonders showing the power of God. Okay, now, but here, no man joined himself in this 13 verse. We got Solomon's temple here. We got Solomon's porch here. People passed by Solomon's porch going to the temple, bringing their offerings, bringing their sacrifices. And there is scripture says that no one joined them. No one came in to disrupt them or to just kind of stand there and listen. Nobody joined them. They went in, but the end of the scripture there shows the power of God. Because what's it say? But the people magnified them. They didn't stop, but they were taken by what was going on. They could not believe what was happening. And men did not criticize. Now, notice the difference, because I did not read verse 17. The high priest rose up, and all they that were under him, or with him, which were of the sect of the Sadducees, they were filled with indignation. Now, the people that we're talking about here that magnified the people were the common people. They were the regular people of just bringing in their offerings and their sacrifices, and they were really taken by what was going on. But the sad thing, they didn't join themselves with them, but they saw the miracles. And many come to witness the great miracles that were taking place. That word spread across the country, and we find down in the 16th verse, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem. And so, you know, cities like all the way from Nazareth and many areas they would come in, because word was received that there were these great miracles going on. And it's unbelievable. And that news spread, and it spread. But they still, there was a certain group. You know, we wonder today with the folks that live over here and live over here, how many folks drove by this street or this street that went to the Methodist Church and the Presbyterian Church and the Assembly of God Church and the Catholic Church and all the other churches here? They did not stop by. But why didn't they stop by? Number one, they probably have never heard of us. We're not like these folks here. These folks here, they were taken by them. They were seeing things that was going on. And we need to be proclaimers of the Word of God, that folks come by and they said, well, look, there's so-and-so's car. You know, I wondered where they went to church, because they sure seemed to love the Lord. There's just something different about them. I wondered where they went to church. Now, those kinds of things we need to hear. Those kinds of things we need to see. Not come by the church and says, there are not very many parked there. Must be a low day today. These signs and wonders and everything that was going on amazed the people. But they didn't come in. They didn't come in. Now, if you look at the next verse of Scripture, there was many folks saved. So it seems like the group that went to the temple, they just went right on through, but they were kind of taken by what was going on. But the folks that were, there's folks that came, and we're not sure where, doesn't really tell us, but and believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women. And so you see, even though there were some that walked on by, there were some that stopped by. There were some that listened to the Word of God. So it seems like that we've got a group that was coming to the temple. They went on to the temple, just kept looking and talking about it. And you know, it says the people magnified them. They didn't condemn them or criticize them. They lifted them up. And then, you know, we find in verse 15, insomuch then they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Boy, there was a great miracles going on, to the point that even if the shadow, even if the shadow passes over me, I will be, you know, I'll be healed, I'll be made whole. Again, we're not told that ever took place, but we are told that every one of them were healed. whether it was the passing of the shadow or the power of the Word of God or the touching of Peter or one of the apostles. We're not sure what took place here, but we know that a multitude were saved, and it brought such a stir to the city. And then verse 16, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about into Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one of them. So we've added something here. We've added from the healing of the sick, as the lame man, as the from birth and those, we've added the vexed in spirit. The vexed in spirit. We've added that here. Now, When we look at this word here, and we find that to be vexed in the spirit means an evil spirit. There is much wicked spirits, the evil spirits, unclean spirits are all a part of these words. And word got out that not only are these men healing the sick, but also they're able to cast out demons. They're able to cast out demons. And so that power, that strength that went out from these people, the witness became so strong that you could come and you could be healed of a wicked spirit. Now, we're going to go back to Mark chapter 5. We're going to read 19 verses. And this is a message that if I say pigs, you'll probably know which one I'm talking about. The Lord Jesus that day was very hard on the pig market. Price went up that day because there was less hogs on the market after what took place here. Mark chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and sat and saw two ships standing by the lake. But I'm in Luke. Now it's very similar to the same. Yeah. I've got the Gadarenes and all right. Let's look for Mark here. But I got to the two ships and I thought, this is trouble. I don't remember them seeing two ships with hogs on them. Mark chapter 5. That is the problem. I've shared with you that when I study, I have I always use two Bibles. I have the one I preach from, and it stays right where I'm preaching from. Then I've got one over here, then I flip through all the cross-references. Well, the disadvantage to that is that the scripture verse in that Bible isn't in the same place that it's here. And so when you look, you're looking for a location, too, sometimes. Mark chapter 5, verse 19. Let's see. There's another Gadarenes in the first verse, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, see, we did have a ship, one through 19, chapter 5, verse 1 through verse 19. All right. We want to hold this off till next week. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I got too much. I had more smoke in my head than I thought I had, I guess. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through verse 19. They came over to the other side of the sea and to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. No man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, cried with a loud voice, and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." And he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." Forasmuch Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. And they were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they saw, and they that saw it told them how it befell him that was possessed with the devils also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devils prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, "Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee." That is one question that I'm going to ask my Lord when I get to get home to him, and that is, why didn't he just cast them out? Why did he give them their wish? Let us go into those swine. I've always wondered why that Jesus gave them that opportunity. And then they all ran into the lake and the sea and died. As we look at these scripture verses here in Mark chapter 5, why did they desire that he leave the coast? It cost them too much money. Our hog business can't stand you around here very often. The size of the herd, about 2,000, the scripture tells us. Pretty good size hog grazer. The demons. You want to know what's going on today with all the shootings and all the things that are going on? Demons. The more ungodly we become, the more godless this nation becomes, the more the demons take over this world. And what did he tell him in the end of this wonderful story? "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done." You know, not only does an individual suffer, not only did this man with these legions of demons, did he suffer, but also his family suffered. They suffered because of what this man was going through. And so Jesus says, "You go home. You go back home and show them how normal you are and tell them who did it and give God the glory and the praise." That's what needs to happen today. We need to preach Jesus and you would see these killings, these mass killings in schools and things, you'd see them go away because Jesus would be there. The demons would not be present. You want to know why so much evil's going on? Because when you become a godless nation, the demons take over. And they are. They're just taking control of what we have today. But here, we find one act of this being vexed with unclean spirits. The man in, it took us a while to get there, but we got there. Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 19. And so as we look at these scripture verses, we find that those that not only needed a physical healing, but also some were vexed with demons. They had demons in their life, and folks would bring them, and so please help him. And Jesus gave the power to Peter to do that. So it was more than healing. And this area is a capital of a Roman province. It's about 6 miles from the Sea of Galilee is where this took place. The wicked spirits can bring on insanity, to be insane, deaf, blind, speechless, and again, much harm to that person, to their families, and to other people. That's what happens, and today we do have demon possession. Now, we have the wonderful words at the end of this 16th verse. It says, and they were healed, every one. Now, we have a transition period here that's taking place. Again, we have this healing, we have the signs and wonders and all those things, the special things that are going on. But we've got a couple of verses of scriptures here that's going to help you be confirmed that those things are finished. We do not have those today. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Verses 3 and 4. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. This was done at the birth of the church. Now, so many ask today, and that is, do they continue? Do these gifts and miracles continue as they did then? Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10. First Corinthians 13:10, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And we have the complete Word of God. We don't need those things any longer. We have two other scripture verses here. Again, during this transition periods, people did not have the complete Word of God. Let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And let's go to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have that confirmation. One more scripture verse, and we'll finish for the day. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, these are scripture verses that you should have and know and know exactly where to find them. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It's here. We need nothing else. We need no signs and wonders. We need no miracles, because we have the precious Word of God in its completeness. And so we praise the Lord Jesus for Him giving us His precious Word and for bringing salvation to us. Everything is perfect. They're giving out the Word of God. People are being healed. People are being saved. It's a wonderful day. And then you read verse 17. The Sadducees were mad. They laid hands on the apostles and they put them in prison. That's what you get for doing a good deed. Multitudes are saved. Multitudes are healed. Then it made the Sadducees mad. But you see, the Sadducees are always mad because they don't believe in the resurrection. So they're sad, you see. Remember that. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come into your house and proclaim your word. And thank you, Father, for the precious gift that was given to us. And it's a privilege and a joy to proclaim your word of God and just your precious word. And so please just continue to guide and lead us each and every day. Touch every heart, Father. I hope and pray that there's no one here that's going to be like that group that walked on by. They looked, they witnessed what was going on and acknowledged it as being good. But they walked on by, and they went back on to their old religion and just stayed right there. Please, Lord, no one today follow that path. But they turn and they come, and they accept you as their Savior, and they're born again. Please, help us to grow each day, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.